Hi, this is a dictation for patient Maurice Underwood, MauriceUnderwood, date of service is 4/10/2025. Date of birth is 8/29/87. Date of accident is 8/28/2024. The patient under Maurice Underwood is here for a follow-up evaluation. He reports that he ran out of the medications and he did take one last pain pill last night. Motor weakness of the left upper extremity is reported by the patient along with pain in the left shoulder and numbness and tingling of the second, third, and fourth finger. Pain in the neck and the lower back to the tune of 6 and 7. Pain in the left knee is around 5, and the left shoulder pain is around 7. The pain is severe, and he is saying he is not unable to get any sleep. Severe anxiety and panic is reported. Patient has ADL that are affected 7, and pain is around 7. Today, patient reports 0% relief without any further relief. ADLs are reported by the patient. please review the ADLs system review. And he does have a headache, which are frontal part of the head, 6 on a scale of 1 to 10. Please review for additional issues, substance abuse and compliance plan. And in the blood pressure is 143/94, pulse 80, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam remains the same from previous visit dated 3/27/2025, dictation number 0505-004. Plan is to continue the pain medication, Percocet 7.5 milligrams, 325 every 12 hours for 15 days for pain relief. Patient is provided physical therapy 2 times a week for neck, lower back, the left shoulder, and the left knee to continue. There is a possible of carpal tunnel syndrome. Second will be scheduled for injections for lumbar epidural times 4, possible SI joint, as well as for cervical spine. His MRI for left knee was completely normal. He still remains work disabled, household replacement and transport. Medications are provided, which are Celebrex 200 mg a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, Acifex 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection, Elevil 50 mg at night for sleep and GAD disorder. Nerontin is provided for further pain relief and radiclopride. The patient is otherwise stable. He'll be scheduled for an epidural injection ASAP. Thank you.